Hormone imbalance, a comprehensive guide to causes, symptoms, and treatment. Hormones are tiny chemical messengers that play significant roles in our bodies. For everything to work well, these hormones need to stay balanced. Too much or too little of a hormone can mess up your body's work, causing different symptoms and health problems. A hormone imbalance happens when these hormones are not in their average balance. This can happen for many reasons, like stress, medications, aging, and more. This article will give you a complete overview of hormone imbalance. We'll talk about its causes, symptoms, how it's diagnosed, treatment options, and more. Signs of hormone imbalance. Hormone imbalance can cause various symptoms, depending on which hormone is out of balance. Common signs that affect people of all genders include mood changes, depression, anxiety, sudden weight gain or loss, thinning or loss of hair, fatigue, joint pain, muscle stiffness, memory problems, increased thirst or hunger, frequent urination, acne, sweating, low sex drive. Remember, these symptoms can also be caused by many other health issues. Having these symptoms doesn't always mean you have a hormone imbalance. It's important to talk to your doctor about your symptoms so they can help find out what's going on. Hormone imbalance symptoms in females. Women may experience the following symptoms due to hormone imbalance: irregular periods, hair loss, facial or body hair growth, night sweats, low sex drive, unexpected weight gain, vaginal dryness, infertility, mood swings, hyperpigmentation, vaginal atrophy. Hormone imbalance symptoms in males. In men, the following symptoms can happen due to hormone imbalances: low energy levels, breast tenderness, erectile dysfunction, hair loss, muscle loss, low sex drive, increase in male breast size, infertility, difficulty concentrating, brittle bones. What causes hormone imbalance? Hormone level changes during pregnancy, puberty, and menopause are normal, but they can also happen if your endocrine glands don't work right. Endocrine glands are parts of your body that make, release, and store hormones. Various health conditions, lifestyle habits, and environmental factors can disrupt these glands and cause hormone imbalances. Common health conditions that cause hormone imbalance include genetic disorders like Cushing's syndrome, Addison's disease, and Klinefelter's syndrome, hypogonadism, brain injury, pancreatitis, PCOS, polycystic ovary syndrome, menopause, brain tumors, hyperthyroidism, type 1 and type 2 diabetes, cancer related to an adrenal gland, goiter, injury to an adrenal gland. These lifestyle habits can also lead to hormone imbalance. Poor eating habits, excessive alcohol consumption, stress, drug abuse, lack of physical activity, inadequate sleep, being overweight. Environmental factors that can cause hormonal problems include plastics containing bisphenol A, BPA, air pollutants like volatile organic compounds, VOCs, chemotherapy, radiation, birth control pills, hormone replacement therapies. How do doctors test for hormone imbalance? Doctors use different methods to diagnose hormone imbalance. They suggest tests based on your symptoms and the suspected hormonal issue. The results of these tests help them create an effective treatment plan. Medical history. Your doctor will ask questions about your health, including your diet, surgeries, medications, supplements, allergies, illnesses, and vaccines. Physical examination. This is done to look for signs of hormone imbalance. Important aspects include general appearance, weight, skin tone, signs of fluid retention, and hair growth. Vital signs, temperature, heartbeat, and blood pressure. Palpation, feeling parts of your body with your hands. Breast and pelvic examination, neurological assessment. Hormone imbalance tests. They may suggest one or more of these diagnostic tests. Blood tests. Most hormones can be detected through blood. Your doctor will collect and send a blood sample to the lab for examination. Since hormone levels fluctuate throughout the day, these samples are drawn at specific times for accurate results. Saliva or urine tests. Some hormones are tested using saliva or urine samples. Imaging tests. These tests visualize glands or organs associated with hormone production. Standard imaging tests include ultrasound, CT, MRI, X-ray, and thyroid scan. Additional tests. These can diagnose specific hormonal issues. Sperm count test. Biopsy. Genetic tests. Stimulation or suppression tests. How to fix hormone imbalance. Treating hormone imbalances depends on what's causing them. For example, if drug addiction is the problem, your doctor will first help you quit the addiction. They are fixing that can often solve hormone issues. Sometimes, making healthy lifestyle changes can fix hormone problems. For example, being overweight can cause low testosterone in men. Losing weight can help bring testosterone levels back to normal. Other lifestyle changes that can help include managing stress, getting enough sleep, being physically active, drinking less alcohol, and eating a balanced diet. In some cases, lifestyle changes aren't enough. Then, doctors might recommend treatments like testosterone replacement therapy, TRT, or estrogen therapy. Treatment of hormone imbalance. Doctors can use different treatments to balance hormone levels. Here are some common treatments for both women and men. Treatments for women. Hormone replacement therapy, HRT. HRT uses medications to increase hormone levels, especially during menopause, when the body produces less. There are two types of HRT, estrogen-only therapy. You take only estrogen to help with low estrogen symptoms. It can be taken as a pill, patch, gel, or cream. Combination therapy. This uses both estrogen and progesterone. It's usually for women who still have their uteruses. Estrogen-only therapy is for women who have had their uteruses removed. Vaginal estrogen. If low estrogen causes vaginal dryness and pain during sex, you can use estrogen cream to fix this problem. Birth control pills. These pills help regulate your menstrual cycle if you're not trying to get pregnant. They can also help reduce acne and facial hair. Anti-androgen medications. Androgens are male hormones that both men and women have. Women usually have lower levels. If a woman has high androgen levels, doctors might prescribe medications to reduce the effects of these hormones. Treatments for men. Testosterone replacement therapy, TRT. TRT is an FDA-approved treatment to increase testosterone levels in men with low testosterone. Men's testosterone levels naturally decrease with age, but some medical conditions can also cause low testosterone. Symptoms of low testosterone include fatigue, low sex drive, depression, and muscle loss. TRT can help bring testosterone levels back to normal and relieve these symptoms. What else you should know about testosterone replacement therapy, TRT? Testosterone can be given differently, so men can choose what works best. Common types of testosterone replacement therapy, TRT, include injections. Testosterone is injected into a muscle, usually the gluteal muscles, buttocks. Different formulations and doses are available. Patches. These patches are applied to clean, dry skin every day. They slowly release testosterone into the skin, providing a consistent supply for 24 hours. Gels and creams. These are applied to the skin, usually on the shoulders, upper arms, or abdomen, every day. Testosterone enters the bloodstream through the skin. Pellets. Small pellets are implanted under the skin during surgery. They provide a steady testosterone supply for up to 6 months, after which the old pellet is replaced with a new one. Conclusion. Hormone imbalance is a common problem among men and women, affecting millions of people every year. While it can sometimes resolve independently, it often requires proper treatment. Doctors use different methods to address hormonal problems based on their underlying causes. If you are experiencing symptoms of hormone imbalance, it's essential to consult a hormone specialist regarding starting testosterone replacement therapy.